Let your eyes close. If the experience of the eye and the body are a perception of the body, which occurs through a chemical reaction, but there were no such thing as chemicals, what occurs? The experience of a body and the perception of a body and the perceiver occurs through a nuclear exchange of subatomic particles. But there were no subatomic particles. What occurs? If the perceiver of the body and the body and the idea of the body having a past, a present, and a future were all produced by chemicals, a biological reaction which had nothing to do with anything, and there were no chemicals, then if the perceiver of the body and the body occurred through subatomic particles exchanging, and it had nothing to do with anything, and there were no subatomic particles, then what occurs? If the perceiver of the body and the body and the notion of this thing, this body called alive or called dead, was just a notion, just an abstracted representation of nothing, which had nothing to do with anything, then there was no concept of body and a self with a past, a present, and a future, with cause and effect. If all of these were dependent upon and existed only because there was an observer, a perceiver, which was produced biochemically or through subatomic particles, but there was no chemicals or subatomic particles, they were all just abstracted representations of nothing, which had nothing to do with anything, what occurs? Once again, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes, come back to the room. Part of your awareness, noticing the no state state. And if you have awareness, part of it can be back in the room when you let your eyes open. So whenever you're ready, you can let your eyes open.